It was me and Shedinja. And as I put on third eye blinds, stepped back from that ledge from you, friend, and stared into the abyss of Shedinja's hole, I felt the wisping wisps of my soul be sucked clean from my body. And let me assure you, there is no greater high than that of staring into the abyss and having it stare back into thee. I mean, just kidding. We skipped through some flower fields and the sun was out and it was bright. Huh? What?
Everything was fine.
Everything's fine. There were pretty little butterflies. Yeah, and everything was happy and good and just as it should be. And then Charmander used flamethrower and we had a barbecue.
Fuck shit.
We yay. Welcome to this show, Pokemon After Dark Rye. A whole sport, another thing podcast. We're talking about the ones we love. My name is Brett. That was Gracie. Gracie, say hi.
Hi.
Gracie, you're back.
Hi.
We traded shows for a while there. Like I was sick. We had scheduling issues, and then I like fell sick as soon as we had scheduling issues. So like I was just like dead to the world. And you did such a fantastic job without me. It's the first podcast of mine, any of my podcasts, where I wasn't on it, and
That was a spitballing. I had no idea what the fuck I was doing
it was
at
so
all.
surreal. You're such a natural born like just speaker. Having done solo podcasts before, I feel like they all are flat and lame, and I felt like
Not
yours was.
true.
I feel like that. Have you listened to any of my solo
Yeah.
work? Really? Wow, that's I'm surprised. Thank you. I that's
Especially at
just
my
how I feel.
wedding. You made one for my wedding, remember?
Oh yeah. Well, that one was a little different.
Okay, this
I
is
had a
different. Okay.
jumping off point. That is legit one of my favorite things I've ever done because I thought it was so
It
stupid and funny.
was cute. I liked
Thank
it.
well, thank you. But yeah, I thought you did an amazing job. And folks, if you didn't see it, check it out. It's called Gracie Gets the Spotlight. And if you watch it on YouTube or Spotify, you'll see where I edited the video. So it's just a little picture of Gracie like bouncing around,
Move around.
and then there's my little text blurbs around, like so she's like, "We'll
Yeah.
see how Brett did in Community Day," and then it just says, "I forgot. Oops."
Didn't see that part, but that's great.
Yeah, so like, yeah, I totally forgot about Froakie. I don't have any shiny Froakies. I totally forgot.
I would try one too if I like was in 40 or whatever, not even 40, it's like 2 kilometers.
Well, you know, someday, maybe.
Someday. Someday.
Someday, maybe. Someday for sure.
At some point, yes.
But yeah, so like, Gracie, we didn't get to hear from you last week. How was your Pokemon Go Fest?
It was okay. The only part that was sad was I had to work all day Saturday. But
Oh.
it was funny because it was a so I'm on the like I'm on a I don't know, board panel group that runs like LGBTQ groups. Like I run events
Cool,
for
cool.
community. And so it was funny because like it was community or it was a Go Fest, right? So I had my phone open like while people were like presenting, and I'm like my phone is quietly open in the not like buzzing. I turned the vibration off or whatever. So
Sure.
I'm playing in the corner and someone's like, are you playing Go Fest? And I was like, yeah.
That
They're like, me too. And so we added each other's friends and
rules.
we're like playing in the corner. And like during lunch, they're like, we're gonna go get a Snorlax with a hat. Do you want one? And I was like, well, I already have because I played Go Fest in Seattle. So I was like, I already have one, but go do it like during our lunch. And so they went and got I was like, that's really cool. I don't know. And so like it was funny because I was like trying to play like incognito, but then people are next to me are like, are you playing Go Fest? And I'm like, yeah, I am.
Well, yeah, it's Go Fest. I got to when I
Yeah.
came. Yeah, you know. Hey, that's awesome. I'm glad you got to play
No,
some.
so it was fun. I got to play not like hard, like maybe I would want to, but like I got to play for fun. And I got to play Sunday all I want, like
Did it feel like to you that they actually turned the shinies on this time?
no.
Oh, that sucks.
I mean they did. Like I'm sure they did.
I'm sure
But
they
like
did.
my and then like again, my Saturday was convoluted because like I couldn't like go out and like grind really hard.
Mm-hmm.
But like I remember like I'm gonna like look real fast. I do remember being like, oh, maybe I'll get a shiny at some point. Like I don't know.
That's
And
about right.
I don't know. I think I got some if yeah, okay, so I got a couple cool ones. Like I got two, okay. I got two of the shiny Pikachus with the crown,
Very good.
but they're the same crown.
Oh, bummer.
I know. I was like, okay, so at least
I
they're
really
cute.
liked the crowns actually and how
I
they
do
were
too. They're
different for
cute.
each hour. Yeah, it was cute.
They're cute.
I also got a shiny one.
Nice.
Just
And
one.
I got Oranguru, which was pretty cool. And Joltik, which like isn't that different, but it's like a neon, like highlighter neon, whatever. And then I guess like this one's probably like coveted or whatever. I got like the shiny timber, like.
Very good. I got one of those too.
But that was about it. I mean, I don't know.
I
Like,
got 14, and probably my standout, just for the sake of time, was Helioptile and Wurmple.
oh, those are really good. I didn't get Helioptile. I got, let's see, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I got 10
Hey,
over over 2 days.
for like casually playing, I feel like
Yeah.
10's a pretty
It
good
wasn't
number.
bad. Like Oranguru was pretty cool. That was my first one. So I was like, oh shit. Like, okay. Joltik was pretty cool. I got a Wobbuffet. I already had one, but it was like I got the female. I already had the male, but I got a female. So I was like, oh, like completing whatever.
Yeah.
I got the timber. Oh, I got this guy. I like don't he's not like useful for anything, but I got like the shiny, like
Ooh, you can have a
yeah.
shiny octopus.
I could, yeah. What color is the octopus? I don't even know.
I don't know, but it bears
Shiny Octillery.
Octillery, yeah.
Oh, he's gold.
Oh yeah, that's actually kind of cool.
I might do that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And then, yeah, the timber. I don't think the shiny.
It's fine.
Yeah, like girder is like probably not like I don't. I guess it's just more orange than pink, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Have you been catching? I'm glad you had a good Go Fest. Have you been catching any of the the weed kitties out in the wild?
the weed kitties. No, I so like when I did the today tab or whatever, that's what I picked was this Brigatito.
Of course, I picked Foy Coco, naturally.
As you did. Yep. No, I've actually got quite a bit of I don't know. Like candy for each of them because I've been like catching them. I've had to transfer a lot because my bag is full, but like I've been able to like oh make a good dent in like the candy for it.
Nice. My friend of the show and patron, my mom, hi mom, she had a Skeledirge within like an hour. Like I think she
Damn,
just dumped a bunch
good
of rare
card.
candy into the first Fue Coco she found, but she was like, "Give me that."
But also, okay, so I also did a Zapdos, you know, like how they have like the birds shadow raids, but only on the weekends. Ready? Ready? Hold on.
Sexy. Is that perfect? Oh
Perfect.
man.
It's not shiny though, but it's a perfect shadow or Zapdos.
You could just say it shiny and lie. No one's gonna notice because it's
I
the
mean, it's on
same.
the rock.
It looks the same.
They're exactly the same.
Yeah.
But no, it's not shiny, but like it. You know, believe it.
I got a fat Lechonk.
I love Lechonk. It's
It
so good.
says it said I well like the second or third one I clicked on said it's huge,
And
and
you're like, yeah.
I was like, oh, big pig. Let me just catch this, and I named it LeChonky, or I named it. Excuse me, I named it LeChonker.
I love that.
So I got LeChonker, the big pig.
I love it.
Why won't this Brigatito stay in the ball?
Go to your home.
Oh, speaking of home, like people might recognize, I don't have a background at the moment. The green screen is downstairs. Like we're moving some room moves around, moving my daughter downstairs. And so moving my office to her room, so thus the bed. This is not mine. Like I'm not gonna like just turn off the recording equipment and then roll
To the
over on
bed.
top of like a trash bed heat bed. So
I
don't
mean,
worry.
I am. That's my bed.
Yeah, hey, there is something supremely nice about a bed that you don't have to make.
Okay, so yeah, so for context, I am staying in a hotel for grad school every week. I do go home to my home 2.5 hours away, But I do have to stay in a hotel because my housing fell through and they put me on a wait list and then I got denied housing. So instead of being homeless, sleeping in my car, I decided to sleep in a hotel.
We could have just lied and said, "Yep, Gracie's traveling as part of After Dark Rise, like Pokemaster. Like we knew she's at least 10 years old, so we sent her off into the world, and we've set her up into a
My dad
hotel
has
for
gone, but
school."
my mom supports my vision.
Yeah, we're pretty sure your dad's like a crime organization boss
He's a
guy.
mafia.
Yeah, mafia. He's old family money. We don't want to, but we shouldn't be talking about that on the air, or else we'll get whacked. But yeah, that's probably. Ooh, hey, I just found a Nimble. I didn't even know those were out. Or is it all like all of
Oh yeah.
Paldea, or is it
Yeah,
just?
no. But like Nimble was like I just got like a bunch of stuff for like the showcase.
No, don't you dare run away. Ooh, I saw it in his eyes.
They're like they just ended a showcase with Nimble.
That's pretty rad.
Yeah. It's Nimble, the Pikachu thing. Shit. Tommy.
Pommy.
Yeah. And then the starters and Lechonk.
So Pokemon, or excuse me, Community Day is for
Grubbin.
September. Grubbin. Good.
Shiny is good.
I honestly forgot what it looks like, so I'm trying to
It's like
look it up.
reddish orange. Like,
Oh,
yeah, it's good.
that's hot. That's what I like. You're probably, I already know the answer to this, but for the sake of just the timeliness of it, are you gonna like consider potentially the Pokemon DLC
Four.
for Scarlet and Violet?
I'm considering it.
Because it's out now, isn't it?
Yeah, I just haven't done it yet.
Yeah, I think I'm just waiting because I was like leaning towards like probably yeah I should do this, but also like then I saw the direct for Mario Wonder and I'm like, oh, that game looks fucking sick. Like I haven't wanted to play a Mario game since I was like 10, so like I'm all about it. Like I want to go get two copies so me and my boy can play together. Dude, Shiny Vikavolt is
Isn't it
sexy.
fire?
That is oh so good.
I like Charger Bug too, though. It's
I
like
do too.
orange red.
I want them all.
Also that, yeah.
Good community day. I'm excited for this one.
A good one. It'll
More
be and
so than
it's
the
like
Froakie that I missed.
well, and it's like refreshing. You know what I mean? Like it's not like a super common. I don't know. It's
Yeah,
refreshing.
absolutely. In the games, it's a super pain in the ass because you got to go to some special mountain, kind of like how like Magnezone needs like special shit to evolve, like Vikavolt in Gen. Was it Gen 8 was like, or was it Gen 7 was like that, where you had to be in like a
Seven.
specific location. And then they made it like a, I think they made it a special item in later games or something along those lines, but I digress. Gracie, how do you feel about taking a break?
Let's do it.
We love breaks. Broken
Broken limbs.
dreams, broken limbs, yeah, bones, sandy gassed, sucked all our bones up and grounded into sand. We'll be right back after these messages.
I mean, we don't know.
It's coming.
Is it?
This show is brought to you by Tapu Bulu Bolos. Gracie, have you ever walked into, I don't know, grandma's funeral, a job interview, your kid's daycare, or just something as simple and routine like going to the grocery store? Like, and you just feel like your outfit is missing that one final piece that could really entwines it together and makes you the cock of the walk. Introducing, oh, go ahead.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Introducing Tapu Bulu bow ties. Tapu Bulu bow ties. If you put this bow tie on your Bulu, your Tapu Bulu looks like a bow tie with a booming boo. Just imagine how great you would look. Go to visit your granddad in your home and like a spooky ghost like Gracie, you will be prepared.
Bitch.
You don't need 2 coins to pay for Charon of the River Styx to cross into the land of the dead. No, because you'll have Tapu Bulu's boat. Tapu Bulu's bolo, and he'll be like, damn, son, you look fly, and you're gone to the afterlife. That's right, Tapu Bulu bolos. Wear one on your boo.
What are those?
And we are back from our break. Totally scripted and pre-recorded and 100% real. Gracie, this next part, it's the Pokemon of the show. We haven't done this in a couple episodes. We've been slacking.
We've been slacking.
They, our patrons bent us over their knees and gave us little booty swats and said, bad.
Bad,
well,
baby.
Just me. They did it to me. They said,
oh, okay, Brett. That's fair. That's
yeah,
fair.
They said, bad, Brett. And they swatted me and they like, go get me a Switch. Better be big enough. You don't want me to get one. What? It was another time. But thank you so much to Steve S, Steffi L, Mom Mine, Ken P, and Skillet for your patronage. And I'd say if you want to get in on all these people and early access and polls and stuff that you get to vote on for Patreon, I'd say go to patreon.com/poddog. But actually, go ahead and don't do that, because at the end of September, the Patreon will be shut down. So we appreciate all of our patrons, as always, and we love you, and we're in love with you. But just the way things are going, like, it's like,
that's
I don't feel
the way
like
the cookie crumbles.
Well, I don't feel like they're getting enough bang for their buck either. So, like, lately,
it's been hard.
Well, yeah, there's a post on the pod on the Patreon as well. So, like it's not. I won't blame like the activities of life for it, because I just mostly feel like it's mostly just early access things. The rare occasional Patreon only episode of something, this, that, or the other, but mostly early access and polls. And I don't feel like it's worth it, honestly. And rather than just revamp it and keep it up there and soaking up your money, I'd be more comfortable just killing the whole thing. Maybe someday, eventually in the future, it could come back, I guess, if there's a demand for it. But until that day, I just don't see a point.
That's fair.
But yeah, let's go ahead and do this episode that's totally random and not at all voted on by those Patreons. I'm just kidding. It was.
Definitely was.
Yeah. Number 966. Oh, what's that, Gracie? Gracie, what'd you say? I can't hear you over the engine. It's one of them names I just can't say.
Rev room.
It's the double V in the middle that makes it hard for me to pronounce. Rev room.
Just say vroom.
Vroomy boomy is evolves from Varoom starting at level 40. So let's start with Varoom. Varoom is not a room Pokemon. It's the single cell Pokemon. I'm not sure. I maybe limitations with how much letters can fit in that little box, but they mean single cylinder. He's a cute little engine boy. He's got a little dirty tailpipe where he does his dirty tailpipe business. He's got like a little, I don't know, what is that? Like a little baby hood ornament to form his mouth at the front?
Yeah, it's like a, mouthpiece.
Or like, it could be like a gasket where you put your like antifreeze and stuff in to your radiator.
Oh yeah, that's true. It could be either, depending on how they,
And he's got like little rock wheels. Like he looks like a steel rock Pokemon, but he is a steel poison type.
Steel poison, yeah. Well, like, kind of like gas is like poison, yeah.
Yeah. I like Varum. And he was kind of like one of the, well, not him, but his, well, we'll talk about him here in a second. Revavroom here in a second. But Revavroom was like the worst kept secret because in those early trailers of Scarlet and Violet, like Team Star comes out in a giant, massive car. And we're like,
I know.
that engine has a tongue. Like,
That's a Pokemon.
yeah, that's a Pokemon. Like, maybe not the full thing, but at least part of it. And yep, we were right.
You're right.
I love Revavroom, but Varum is just cute. He's okay. I like seeing him putt around the overworld. It is said that this Pokemon was born when an unknown poison Pokemon entered and inspirited an engine left at a scrap processing factory. That's some ghastly shit. The steel section is Varum's actual body. This Pokemon clings to rocks and converts the minerals within it into energy to fuel its activities. Oh.
Okay.
It's a car that runs on rock.
It reminds me of, do you remember the show Little Brave Toaster?
I do. The horrific show that teaches you about death when you're like five. Sure.
Yeah, that's what it reminds me of.
Means reminds me of that too. My mom just the other day was like, we were talking about kid movies. She's like, I don't understand why the Brave Little Toaster was so traumatizing to you. And I'm like, Mom, the air conditioner literally is like, we're all gonna be forgotten about and die
We're
alone.
all
And then
gonna
he
die.
dies. He coughs himself to death. I did not know what death was until the Brave Little Toaster. Thanks, Mom.
It's a wild ride, man.
I just thought Littlefoot's parents were sleeping somewhere.
Underneath that leaf of water.
Yeah.
Sadness.
They had a business meeting with the sharp tooth on that were just around the other side of that rock, and
They
they're
had a
fine.
business meeting.
Yeah. For room. He's cool. Do you think we're gonna get like an alternate version? Like, you know how like in new games and like new areas they have like, oh, here's the Hisuian version of this or the Galarian version of that. Do you think we're gonna get one that's gonna be like an electric steel type, but it's like an electric
See,
car?
I don't think I think of as like maybe or like maybe they do like a what do you call it? Like a, I don't know. I had it in my brain. Or like different cylinder version, like the four cylinder versus six cylinder
Oh
versus
yeah.
V8.
Yeah, that'd
And
be
then
cool.
electric, yeah, maybe. I don't
I
know.
want to see an electric one. But yeah, you could definitely they could have definitely like those stupid parrots that they put in Paldea that there's like
In
five different
different
colors.
colors,
I would
yeah.
rather have different body styles for
Engine.
Revavroom. Like you have
That'd be
the
cool.
yeah, you
Like
have like
muscle or
the
like electric or
Exactly. Like
yeah.
you have rat like the rat rod regular space Revavroom. Then you have like a muscle car. Then you could have like a pickup truck or whatever. Or you know, it just keep it writes itself.
That'd
Get
be
at
cool.
me. Get at me, Papa Nintendo. No other Pokemon has the same type combination as Varum in its evolved form. I feel like that's impossible. Steel and
Is it steel
poison?
poison?
Yeah, there's never been one before it. That's
Not that I
shocking
know
to
of.
me. Due to them being part steel type, Varum and its evolution are also the only poison type Pokemon to be immune against their own type. Varum and its evolution are the only steel type Pokemon to consist of only a head and legs. That can't be correct.
That's not right.
That is not. No way that's right.
Phase
What about
pass?
Roly-Coly? Or I can't think of anything else, but yeah, them too. Or what
There's
about
a couple.
unknowns? They're basically just
I
an
guess it just depends
eyeball
on what you count as
leg.
like legs.
I guess it's got a link.
I don't know.
Only a head and legs, like Oddish, Poliwag,
Skirskit.
Tangela,
Skirskit is literally a head on legs.
Seedot. Roggenrola is a good one. Yeah.
I
Anyway,
feel like there's a lot. Yeah.
I feel like they're lying to us.
It's a lie. It's a
Who are they
dirty lie.
protecting? Varum and its evolution were designed by Yusuke Kozaki. I feel like I
All right.
did pretty okay with that. Varum and its evolution were shown in multiple trailers and gameplay showcases for Scarlet and Violet, but remained unnamed until the release of the games. Yeah, we just talked about that.
That's
Look
fair.
at that. And Varum is based off of Vroom.
Is it though?
Yeah, it is.
No, actually, it is.
The shiny is okay. It's kind of a dull gold.
Yeah, it's like a, I don't know,
I would have loved
wash
for this
bowl.
to replace the stupid parrots.
Yeah.
The parrots bring nothing to me.
Just like.
Nothing. Revaroom evolves from Varoom starting at level 40. Oh, look at that. It has five different Starmobile forms created by Ortega, which are only seen in battles against the respective squad bosses of Team
Oh,
Star.
okay. I mean, that makes sense,
And
but you can't like obtain that.
you cannot. It says right here, unobtainable by players. Each of them has a different type, ability, and signature move. I did not know that.
I did not know that either.
That's kind of cool.
What's the point of doing it though if you can't like.
Oh, they were bosses, you know. You had the Seigen Starmobile, the Skidar Starmobile, Na'vi Starmobile, Rukba Starmobile, and the Kath Starmobile. Don't ask me why they're named the way they're named.
Why are the names? What are the names?
I don't know.
I also don't know.
But they also like they're all just kind of reskins of themselves. They look like Revervrooms, but like Party Wagon versions, like with a
Yeah.
DJ like stage on top of them. I low key like the classic like 50s looking
Yeah.
convertible look of them. If you cut the DJ and all the DJ deck and all the speakers off, I think it would look pretty slick.
Yeah.
Oh, they need different
Less like
torques. That's
futuristic, like
right.
more simple.
That's right. They all had like Wicked Torque, Blazing Torque, Noxious Torque, Magical Torque, and Combat Torque.
I do
I'd
remember
forgotten
that.
about that. Yeah.
I
So they
remember
had some
that part, but
special
I didn't
moves.
remember that they were all different.
They could have made that like well, I guess you couldn't make it Gigantamax and Paldea, but you know, a way to
Yeah.
make it obtainable. It could have been like it's Mega.
Yeah.
I mean, Magneton is just a bunch of Magnemite smushed together. Why
Or
not?
Terra, you could still have done like a Terra something. You could have, I don't know.
Yeah, you could have
It
done
could
a
have been
different.
worked in
They could have done a different form to make it. I'm sure it'll be obtainable in Pokemon Go eventually,
there. Eventually.
someday. It creates a gas out of poison and minerals from rocks. It then detonates the gas in its cylinders, now numbering eight to generate energy. So that's a V. It's Revervroom's a V8. Let's see.
It is a V8,
It
yeah.
is the multi-cell Pokemon, so multi-cycle Pokemon. Its name in Japanese, by the way, is
Cylinder.
Burrowroom.
Brr.
Burrowroom. Hang on, I gotta see the Japanese name for Varoom. It's Burrowron.
That's cute. I like that.
That's funny. I like it too. Revervroom viciously threatens others with the sound of its exhaust. It sticks its tongue out from its cylindrical mouth and sprays toxic fluid. So yeah, let's talk about the way this looks real quick.
Okay, so its mouth is a cylinder.
Right, the
It's like
mouth.
it's an engine cylinder.
Yeah, it's the top with like the
Like the
jagged bits.
gasket.
They kind of look like teeth, and then its tongue comes out because
Yeah.
it kind of looks like the mouth is below the eye when you're just looking at like a plain picture of it.
Yeah.
But the eye is underneath the mouth.
It's like a cyclops, but lower.
Yeah, it kind of has like a mouth that's constantly like, ah. But no, that's not it. That's who knows what that is. Maybe that's its nose. I don't know.
I don't
But
know.
I love this Pokemon. This was on like once I caught one of a room and evolved it, it never left my team for the remainder of the game.
Oh.
I always kept one on there unless like I absolutely needed to swap it out for like type advantage for like a gym battle or something. But part of my main team. I love Mad Max.
Yeah, that checks out.
Yeah. The Star Mo let's see, Revervroom has six forms in total, consisting of its normal form and the five Starmobile forms that we talked about just a moment ago. In its normal form, it is steel poison type and can have overcoat or filter as its ability. The Starmobile forms are created by Ortega, and we talked about all of them, with the exception that they have different typings. So, for instance, the Seigen Starmobile used by Giacomo is a dark type, and has Intimidate. The Skidar was, which is used by Mella, is a fire type and has speed boost. Atticus had the poison type. So I guess they became single type Pokemon. Like they lost the steel.
Oh, okay. I
That's
didn't know
weird.
that.
Yeah, because it just seems that they're just monotype. The Rukba Starmobile used by Ortega himself is a fairy type and has Misty Surge. And then Eerie had the fighting type. Rever Vroom with the ability Stamina. In battle, the Snarmoriels have some unique properties. They're immune to all negative status conditions, volatile or otherwise, and cannot have their types changed by moves such as Soak. Additionally, they are able to use all of their moves an indefinite number of times without being limited by PP.
Oh,
I've always been limited by PP, let's be honest.
that's very sad.
Transform Brett tries to make sandwich. He hurt himself in his confusion. He used Thrash. Transform fails if used on a Starmobile, and Imposter does not activate. They are the only Pokemon able to use each of their signature moves as Mimic and Copycat fail to copy them, and Metronome cannot call them. In the game's code, Starmobiles are not considered proper forms of Revrevroom, with them instead being generated in the battles against Team Star bosses by overwriting the previous Pokemon's data, with them having preset stats, natures, types, abilities, and moves. As a result, Starmobiles have no IVs or EVs and have stats that are out of bounds for a typical Revrevroom of similar level.
Those are words.
This is actually interesting trivia, huh? This. And then, if you go to Bulbapedia, you can see the exact stats for yourself if you so desired. No other. Let's see. Yeah, the type combination thing. They're the only Pokesteel. They're the only Steel type Pokemon to consist of only a head and legs. Okay, so there's lots of other Pokemon with head and legs. Somehow we both. I wonder if I like it, rewind there, listener. Did I say Steel type Pokemon to consist of only a head and legs? Because if we did, we totally blew past the Steel type.
I didn't hear that part, but maybe I just didn't hear it.
Maybe I said it and I just don't even. I've just learned to tune myself out from now on. Revrevroom and its Pokédex entries are similar to a concept brought up by Ken Sugimori in an interview featured in Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon, the official national Pokédex. While discussing the Pokémon design process, he stated, "If we're going to make a Pokémon based on the motif of a car, for example, what would it eat? Would you make it able to suck up gasoline? How would it use the energy it got from that? How would it use that source of power? Even if the design is based on a car, a Pokemon is a living creature, so we would work over and over how to express its carness and what its source of energy should be." My guy is a legend, but he's overthinking it. Just make a car Pokemon. Do you really want me to like go through your back catalog and like talk about how fucking a key Pokemon exists? Like, the car is the one you're hung up on. Like, you got to figure out how it works exactly.
There's a lot of things like I don't need every detail.
Like,
Some things just float.
Carbink is a rabbit inside of like a top heavy rock. Like, come on. Revrevroom's is based on a multi-cylinder internal combustion engine, and the rocks attached to its body make it resemble an automobile. The grill and spikes on its fascia, FASCIA, help
Good question.
calling out to you. They combine to form a skull, which is a common icon for toxic substances. Its nature as an engine possessed by a Pokemon and its nature as a living automobile may be inspired by Tsukumogami and the Oboroguruma. No notes. It also draws inspiration from the flying car trope found throughout fantasy and science fiction. Its Starmobile form seemed to be based on a Decotora, a Japanese style of modifying trucks with elaborate stainless steel parts, murals, and LED lights. Its access to moves such as Parting Shot, Torment, and Taunt may reference the phenomenon of road rage. And you're not going to believe this, but its name origin is. That should be the name of this episode, but I don't know how to type that out.
That's hilarious.
And folks, that's going to do it for us here on Pokemon After Dark Rye. Gracie, we did it.
We did it.
We will see you again in, well, I will see you again here in another 2 weeks. Gracie, you won't be able to join us for the end of September there, but I'll be back with somebody that I'll bring in tow to yell at, I'm sure.
Yeah, we'll be in and out.
Yeah, but Gracie will be back. We'll see you again soon. We love you and we're in love with you. And Gracie, you got a parting shot for us?
After Darkrai.
Nope.
Well, after you oil, sorry, shit.
Shit.
After you oil your belts.
Darkrai will run across the Fury Road and he'll yelp.
That's fair.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
I low-key do want a Pokemon game that is Mad Max. Like, instead of going like in back in time to Hisui, I want to go into the future when it's a post-apocalyptic
A
wasteland.
dystopian.
Yeah, because then we get like a Pikachu with the cool little dust goggles on and like the chrome in his mouth.
But
And
they're gonna kill each other. Everyone's gonna kill everything.
he's gonna say, Pika-pee! Pika-pee! That's what a day, what a wonderful day in Pekingese.
That's
And
fair.
then drive into the sandstorm of death. Gracie, witness me!
Bye.